They will also joining us now is one of those who have been affected by all of this, Stephanie O'Fee. Stephanie, thanks a million for talking to us. When did you realise that something unusual was happening?
So on Friday, whenever I saw that there was police cars sitting outside the new build all day, and then there was large army trucks and things, but we didn't hear anything at all officially until Saturday evening, whenever the police arrived at the door about 8 p.m. and told we had to evacuate before 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. So it was all quite a shock.
I can imagine. Did you have somewhere to go then yesterday morning?
Initially, I didn't know, and I had to find somewhere to go. And as Mike Nesbitt was talking about, the pets was a big concern. I have two cats, trying to find somewhere for them to go, as there was no support for pets if you were in need. There is support in the local leisure centre if you had no home to go to, but there was no support for pets. And that took a while for me to find somewhere for my cats to go. But thankfully, temporarily, they are homed for now.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes, but it's all been very chaotic. But I can't imagine what families with young children must be feeling at this time as well. It must be very difficult for them.
Yeah, I gather, though, this is all happening at quite a busy time for you.
Personally, yes, I was starting a new job today, so I'm just currently on my break here quickly as I speak to you.
Oh my gosh.
So it's not an ideal time, but there's never a good time for anything like this. But yes, and it's all been very fast paced, trying to problem solve and manage the situation as best as possible, whilst not knowing a great deal of information. There hasn't been a lot of communication from authorities and things. And before we evacuated, we didn't know how we should secure our houses to minimise any damage that there may be. I live very close to where the device has been found. So I am just hoping I have a standing home to go to after this. I know they will be doing their best they can to minimise any damage, but it's still very much an unknown.
Have you been given any idea as to how long this is likely to last?
So the letter that we were given by the police when they came to the door on Saturday evening, it did say 5 days, potentially longer. And there's been no further updates as of yet. So it could be longer. It could be 5 days. We just don't know. Everyone is in the dark with various things, and we're just having to hope for the best.
All right. Well, listen, many thanks for talking to us this afternoon, and I hope you're back in your home and the cats are back with you before too long.
Thank you. I know. Let's hope there's not too much damage.
All right. Listen, thank you very much for talking to us. That was Stephanie O'Fee there, who's